Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking about how God would turn what seems to be a defeat in your life into one of the most glorious victories in your life. You know, we've looked at how the devil tries to sabotage us and catch us out and cause us to fail and just to faint and give up and grow weary. But God is a God of suddenlies. You might have been battling for years and years with different situations in your life. But God is a God that can suddenly change the situation, and God wants to change the situation, and He will use what the devil means for your destruction, and He will turn it around to become your greatest good. I want to show you how God operates and how the people of God should be walking in absolute and total victory in every area of their lives, whether it's been an addiction you've been battling with, whether it's been a sickness you've battled with for years and years and years, whether it's been something like you just never have the funds to make ends meet, God can give you an absolute suddenly that'll turn the whole situation around. It will reverse it. And what the devil meant to destroy you with, God will use it for your greatest hurrah, your greatest victory. But you've got to have that faith, you've got to have that belief, and you've got to ignore the people that speak negative over what they want to pull down in your life. Don't let the negative sayers, the naysayers, pull you down. Don't be moved by what other people say. Just be moved by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Let's join the service right now.
It's too late to tell me you can't swim in that pool. There's no water. I've already done 1,000 laps. And you will get the naysayers. Oh, believe me. They almost take pride in telling you why it's not going to happen. Have you seen that? And they'll come to you and say things like, oh, well, that's never going to happen. You see that? And so there is no incurable disease. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Because God said, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. And in fact, in Deuteronomy 28, where all the curses are, He names every disease. And then He even says at the end, He says, and every disease that's not written in this book. So when you tell me there's a new pig flu, well, let him fly on by, because he ain't landing here. Come on. All right, let's move on. And the courts turned down your appeal. You've been at that Red Sea with that breathing of the enemy coming down at you with swords drawn and fire coming out their nostrils. You've been there. You know what it's all about. You haven't seen or spoken to a loved one, a child, a parent, a family member in years and years and years. You're at that edge right now, and you want to have relationships with your family. You need to have a relationship with them. You need to see them saved. The addiction's taken complete control over your life, and you've tried 35,000 times to get out of it. You're at that Red Sea, and the devil's coming. And even people have told you, and even well-meaning people, that this is probably the last time you're going to die, you do it again. And you're at that edge. You can't see your way out. There is no way out. It's a hopeless situation. Amen. There are no hopeless situations in Christ. Not one. Nobody sitting in this room today is beyond help, beyond repair, beyond restoration, beyond anything in Jesus' name. Nobody. You can't get a job. You've been looking for years. God says, I've got a job for you that's going to promote you. God help us. Look what the Father can do in hopeless situations. Exodus 14, 13. And Moses said to the people, when these guards were coming with their chariots and their flaming fires wanting to kill them, and all they could do was go in the sea and drown or face the enemy and be slaughtered. They had two options, drown or get killed with a sword. How many options are that? That's not pretty good, is it? Seriously, think about it. But look, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Let me tell you something right now. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. And fear will come and try to take over. Oh boy, I've seen it. I've felt it. I've experienced. You're not getting the money. And the fear. Or you go to the doctor and he says, sit down. I want to talk to you. I haven't been to one in 40 years. So he's not talking to me. But sit down. I want to tell you something. And fear comes. Come on. The bank manager phones. Oh God. It's a bank. It's a bank. Tell him I'm not here. You go to the mailbox and there's a letter from Chase. Come on. And the devil comes with the tactic of fear because he knows fear renders faith helpless. Fear stops faith from acting and being active. And so he sends fear out. You know, fear is a spirit. 2 Timothy 1:7, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Right? Spirit, it's a spirit of fear. So when you're sitting in the doctor's office or you're sitting in the bank's office, the bank manager, and the minute that the guy says something to you, that spirit is released to come to you because he wants to chain you up in bondage of fear so that you can't operate in faith. Because the just have got to live by faith. Isn't that correct? The just have to live by faith. But you can't have faith and fear together because fear is going to overrule the faith. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'll always say it. If you've been in fear, it proves you can be in faith. Amen. Because fear operates the same way faith does. Really, you're believing for something that hasn't happened. In actual fact, faith is believing for something that has happened. So it should be easier to be in faith than fear. Yes, sir. But the problem with us, we look at the things in the natural. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal. But the things that are unseen are eternal. Amen. You see, my healing, I can't see it, but I know it. And then I'll see it. Do you hear what I said? You can't see it at the moment of the attack, but I believe it and I know by stripes I'm healed, and then I'll see it. When you pray, believe you receive, and you shall have it. And so he sends fear, and fear comes to try to cripple you from doing what you're going to do. And God says over 500 times, fear not. Over 500 times, fear not. Even when an angel appeared to someone, fear not. Amen. Amen. And so he says to them, he says, don't be afraid. Stand still. You don't have to do anything. You just got to believe. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's where David used to write. David, the greatest psalmist, the greatest king of Israel, he wrote down, the battle is the Lord's. Amen. That's why when he went to fight Goliath, what did he say? You're not my battle. You're not fighting me. Come on. We'll look at that in a second. But he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he, God, will accomplish for you 6 months' time, because you've got some stuff you've got to clean up in your life. First, go to the confessional. Now, there is something to be said about that. If you're living in known sin ongoing and you haven't rectified it, you've got a problem. But if you're living the best you can, he'll come and try to make you feel unworthy to receive God's help. And you've got to wait a while. You've got to pray longer. You've got to pray harder. You've got to delve deeper. You better know more. And he'll come with all these lies. But he says, stand still and watch what he will accomplish for you today. Today, today. Say, today is the day I receive my breakthrough. Now say it like you mean it. Today is the day that I receive my breakthrough. Now listen, listen, listen to me. If you're believing for a healing, if you're believing for finances, if you believe whatever it is you're believing for, I want you to make a declaration into the spiritual realm right now, and you say out of your mouth, today I will see my victory. The money's coming. The healing's coming. It's today is the day. Speak it out to the atmosphere. Let those words go into the world. Hallelujah. Watch what he says. I love it. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall never see. You shall see no more. Well, how are you going to do that, God? I don't know what we're going to do about that, Jesus. We've got that coming behind us right now. And the bank told me if I don't have it by tomorrow, we got a problem. And the manager said that I'm in trouble right now. He's taking my car. And the doctor said if I don't even finish those tablets, I'm going to pay another $3,000 for those other tablets, which cost me. That's only for two tablets, by the way. And I've got no insurance left. And so how's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? Do what Mary said. Do what she said. Hey, be it unto me as you said. Just be it unto you. You know what? He said you're healed. Be it unto me as you said. He said I'm prosperous. Be it unto me as you said. I receive the blessings. I receive every blessing. Be it unto me, Lord. Don't sit here and analyze and work it out. He says, trust in the Lord with all your might and lean not unto your own understanding. Why? Because faith defies logic. Faith defies logic. It's not logical for people to hear you say I'm healed when they can see you being attacked. Come on, Lord Jesus, help me, Jesus. So the Lord opens up the Red Sea and the Israelites cross over on dry ground. Now that doesn't stop the Egyptians. You see, the first time he say, hey, devil, I'm healed. It's not when he's going to leave. You understand? He's going to test you. Remember Jesus three times in the wilderness. Remember that? But for 40 days and 40 nights, how many times did this all go on? But the three areas, the pride of life and all those areas that he went to attack Jesus in. And then the Bible says he left for a season, or he left for a more opportune time. He's coming back. And you got to know the roar of the devil is not the first time that you resist the devil. That's not going to be the time he quits and flees. The Bible says resist the devil and he shall flee. You got to resist him. He's going to come with those symptoms of sickness. He's going to come with the no money coming. He's going to come with they're not going to do it. They're not going to give it. He's going to come with those lies. And as long as you stand in God, the Bible says, submit ye unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Make sure you're born again. Make sure you're loving God. And then you put your hand out and say, no. And boom, you'll feel the shield. You know your shield of faith? You'll feel the darts. The fiery darts of the enemy, it'll just rattle your shield. That's all you're going to feel. And you'll feel it rattle, 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 and then he goes. Amen. And he goes around seeking for someone he can devour. He says, whoa, that person's resisting me. I can't do anything here. Let's move on. Amen. Are you with it now? Jesus in the wilderness? Okay, that's right. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. I'm telling you, it's so hard to get into peace when the chips are down and the rubber's now meeting the road. I mean, we've been there. We know what it's like to be there where, what are we going to do? Here's the Red Sea. What are we going to do? To hold your peace is to say, the battle belongs to you, Lord. I put my faith and my trust in you. I've done all I can do according to your word. I've got the helmet of salvation on, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. I've got the shoes on my feet shed with the gospel of peace. I've got the shield of faith over here, and now I've got the sword of the Spirit coming out of my mouth. I've done all I can do, and now I'm going to stand. I am going to stand.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's W.